This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Free and View. You're listening to Enterprise. In this day and age, most Malaysian women are relying on going to automotive workshops recommended by male friends or family, or initially to the branded workshops because of warranty options. These women are just treated kindly, but not given information or educated on the issues their car may be facing in the short or long term. It usually is male-dominated and can be intimidating for most women. In many cases, when women face a breakdown issue with their car, they're dependent on the male mechanic's advice, and sometimes they're taken advantage of. The mission of Mel's Garage is to change the status quo and establish a safe, transparent, and dynamic environment for women to get their cars fixed. Imelda Kwan, who runs this outfit, is probably the only female-run mechanic shop that I know of, right? So, good morning, Imelda. I'll call you Mel.
Oh, actually, I prefer Imelda.
Oh, Imelda. Okay. Okay,
yeah,
no problem.
Mind, yeah.
Not a problem.
Thank
now,
you.
Would you say, to your knowledge, you are the only female-owned mechanic outfit in Malaysia?
I can't say I'm the only one, but I would say I heard of that there are people that are working in the industry.
Right.
But running and owning and doing the work hands-on, I'm not sure.
Right, right. I have not have heard of any, right? And the thing is, like, as a woman, right, I mean, as much as possible, I don't want to have to go and fix my car. It's like, oh, dear, you know, and that thought in the back of my mind, you know, I don't know enough. Am I going to get swindled, right? That perception, right? But your background, Melda, what's your training in fixing cars?
So, I'll give you a little bit of background. I was born here, went to school in Asunta, and I left and went to Vancouver, Canada to study mechanics.
Right. Okay.
So, yeah.
And so you've been doing this for how many years now in Canada?
Oh, too long. I think over 20 years.
Okay, so over 20 years. And the decision to come back, why?
I feel that my heart is always here. Mm. And I thought, you know, I was in a very challenging relationship. Mm. Probably 2 years ago, and I needed a change.
Right.
And I thought, you know, before making this difficult decision, I took a year off.
Right.
I was traveling. Mm. While I was traveling and trying to recover myself or discover myself, I kind of figured, you know, I'm going to give this a try. I'm going to move back.
Because
at the back of my head, I always wanted to come back.
Right. So it's a process. Right. Go on.
I'm sorry. And yeah, so while I was traveling, I decided, yeah, I'm going to make this move and that's it.
Right.
Now I'm here.
Right, right. So this was a process of recovery and discovery.
That's right.
Right. So when you were in Canada, you were working for someone but never ran your own.
I did, actually.
Okay.
I was working for this company for 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, he retired, but we were supposed to take over his business, but it didn't happen.
Right.
So after that, I just decided to do on my own. I just worked for about 4 to 5 years on myself.
Right.
It was good. And then, yeah, I just started. And then after a while, I was like thinking, like, working for yourself is great, but sometimes can be quite lonely because I do everything myself. I'm alone. So I've decided to get a part-time job.
Right.
And I did that for about a year. And then after that, I just say, okay, enough is enough. Mm-hmm. I'm going to travel a little bit. And then I move back.
Right. Okay. So you came back just before the pandemic?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Right.
So it's a bit of challenging for me.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
When did you discover the love, you know, for fixing cars?
Oh, wow. I think even when I was in high school.
Right.
I never knew, because I guess when I was growing up, I always like to take things apart, tinker with things. Mm-hmm. That's what my mom always said, that, you know, as a kid, you always like to take radios apart, things apart. My dad is also very skillful.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I took over my dad's skills, and he's very meticulous. He's a perfectionist. So I kind of look up to him and see whatever he did at home. I just kind of follow. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I kind of took the skill is either mechanics or carpentry.
Right.
So after I finished school in Vancouver, I took a year off to work a little bit and I traveled. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, you know what? I think I need to continue my studies. So at the time I wasn't sure what I wanted to do. So I asked my sister and I said, you know, I need to, you know, finish up my schooling. Mm. So what do I need to do? She kind of told me like, why don't you try mechanics? You know, since you like tinkering stuff, you like cars.
Right.
So I said, okay, let's give it a try. And that's it.
Right.
I did, and no regrets.
Right. And I'm sure even then when you took up mechanics, right, in Canada, right, they weren't as many women, if at all. And why do you think women generally are not interested in cars or fixing them?
Actually, they are interested. Mm-hmm. But the thing is the support, you know, because a lot of women feel that, oh, it's a man's world, you know. So there's no support. There's not enough support. That's why. And especially the support that you really need is actually from family. You know, my parents, actually, my family was the one that supported me. They, they encouraged me to say, you know what, go ahead, study whatever you want, you know, as long as you're happy, you know, then, you know, it's okay.
You know,
it could be a mechanic, it could be anything you like, a bus driver or anything, you know. So I took up mechanics,
Right. So I'm going to talk a little bit about the you know, setting this up, right? Because what was it like, you know, after having been away for so long and starting a business in Malaysia, what was that like setting up the garage?
It was challenging, you know. When I first moved back, obviously there were a lot of people saying, giving me advices, good or bad. They said, you know, since you're back, you're new, you don't know the culture, you don't know the working environment, you should go try to get a job. And at first, I was quite skeptical about it. You know, I came back and I said, I came back for ambition. I came back that I'm going to open my own garage, not thinking of working for someone.
Right.
You know. So after listening to them, I said, okay, you know what? I'll go ahead and apply for a few jobs. And I went for a few interviews, but it didn't pan out.
Right.
So after a while, I was kind of like, I was a bit disheartened. I was like, you know what? I tried. So I'm just going to open my shop. You know, I'm just going to open my garage. So I did, obviously with some good help from people, you know, guiding me along the way. And yeah, so where I'm operating right now, it's a very good setup. It's a shared garage. I'm renting a small space from an existing shop. And I've got a good support there.
Right.
And it works very well. Yeah.
Right. Where exactly is it? In which part of town is it?
In Kuchai Lama near NSK.
Ah, all right. I'm here with Imelda Kwan from Mel's Garage, and that's M-E-L-Z Garage. If you were to look for her, you'll have to put the words together. And we'll talk a little bit about, you know, the kind of customers that she gets. In just a moment, you're listening to Enterprise, BFM 89.9.
Backing feminist movements. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
This is Enterprise. Good morning. I'm Frida Liu. I'm speaking to Imelda Kwan from Mel's Garage. And as far as I know, she's probably the only female-run mechanic shop who owns it, runs it, and works it, right? Imelda, so what kind of customers do you get? Are they mostly women?
80% of my clientele is women.
Right.
And I would like to cater to them, actually.
Okay.
But I'm not going to discriminate. I will take guys too. You know?
Right. And so with the remaining 20%, I'm assuming they are obviously male. You know, do they have any, you know, apprehensions?
I'm not quite sure because I know like a couple of guys. I'm sure they're not sure about me. So they will watch what I'm doing.
Okay.
You know, especially when I'm working in the car. I try not to have customers around because it's also a safety hazard,
Right.
I tend to wait or come back. But if they do they want to watch and they want to know about me, it's fine.
Right.
But from the beginning, but actually I prefer not to. But they will ask me questions and sometimes they, a couple of guys is like, oh, I thought you were just running the show. You know, you're not actually hands-on. Okay. And then when they come and pick up the car and they see me hands-on, they're quite surprised, you know?
Right. Right. And I'm sure they're watching, but they don't know themselves. So they're just watching to learn, probably.
Yeah, probably. Uh-huh. Yeah.
How did they hear about you? I mean, when we talk about your customers, you said you like to cater to women. How did they hear about you though?
It's all right now. It's all word of mouth. Mm-hmm. Even though I'm on social media, mm-hmm. but I think 99% is all word of mouth.
Mm. Right. Okay. Yeah. And when exactly did you start shop? Huh?
Let me see. Just before the first lockdown.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So it's a bit of a challenging for me. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Okay. I want to know as well, right? What did you do during the various lockdowns? But before that, what are the services you provide? And when you talk about costings of your services.
Okay. So basically, I'm a one-stop shop. But I do mainly service and repair. It all depends too, because mm-hmm. I have two separate pricing. Mm-hmm. So if it's a local car or a Japanese car, I have one price. Mm. And if it's a Continental car, it's another price, because mm-hmm. Continental cars, you need more attention and detail
right.
to it.
Right.
So, but mainly I do a lot of Continental cars. That's how I end up. Yeah.
Okay. And I guess these will be like obviously cars that have already, you know, gone past their warranty, and so they come to you.
Yes, mm-hmm. but I had a couple of customers that even though the car was still under warranty, but mm-hmm. they came to me for their brakes actually.
Right.
One of them is the brakes, and they wanted just to check over.
Mm.
So basically, I mean, my advice to them is like, before the warranty runs out, maybe get your local mechanics to check it out.
Mm.
If there's anything wrong with it, bring it back to your dealership to get it fixed while it's still under warranty.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So there's not many people know about that, right?
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah. Now, because of your location though, then would your customers largely be in that area, or will people, you know, travel across town just to get to Mel's garage?
So I have people from all over Klang Valley, mm-hmm. from Kota Kemuni to Seremban, mm-hmm. from Ampang. So sometimes I do pickup service too.
Mm-hmm.
So I will go and pick up the cars and return it after I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
So generally, I think they're all over Klang Valley.
Right. Okay. And also, I want to know as well, so what happened during the pandemic, you know, MCO1, MCO2, MCO3, what did you do with business? So many stories to tell.
Yeah. So the first mm-hmm. The first lockdown, obviously, we had to shut down.
Mm-hmm.
So stay at home and read books, watch TV.
Right.
The second lockdown, I had a bit of customer, but not many.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, what's my setup in Kuching Lama, mm-hmm. it's like when I'm not busy, I help the guys that I'm sharing the space with them.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's like if when I need help, they'll help me. And if, when they need help, I'll just give them a hand.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of the arrangement we have.
Okay. Yeah. And then,
but they're always busy anyway, so I'm always giving them a hand, which is great.
Yeah,
I'm also learning,
right?
You know, the local car,
yeah,
learning the way they work,
right?
You know?
And how did you before we get into MCO 2 and 3, how did you chance upon them, you know, and they're so receptive to working together?
It's interesting. When I moved back, I was looking for a car, and My cousin helped me to look for a car, and then he did some repairs.
Mm.
And then obviously the car was at his mechanic workshop.
Mm.
So when I got it back, there was a few things I wasn't happy. Then I thought, so I went there, approached them and said, you know what, I would like to check out my car. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
So he said, no problem. He said, there's a space there. I'll give you the space. Why don't you work on it?
Right.
You know, check it out.
Okay.
And then I said, okay, sure, why not?
Okay.
And then he said, if you want to repair your own cars, please, by all means, go ahead. I was like, oh, that's awesome.
Right.
So I did.
Right.
And that's how it started. And then after a while, I kind of asked him, you know, do you mind if I use your space, if I find my own customers?
Mm.
Can I use your space? He said, yes. And then I was also like just observing their operation and everything they've got. And they're very busy. So I thought, you know what, instead of me just staying at home, kind of offered him, it's like, hey, do you mind if I come and work with you? You know, you don't have to pay me. I'll help you to fix your customer's car. And he said, okay, no problem. And that's how we started.
Right. Okay. And,
so yeah.
They're good people around, huh? If you start looking.
There are a lot of good, yes.
Right. So what's been happening since then? You know, we had our MCO 2 and 3. What's been happening in terms of your business?
Obviously, my business is affected. It's slow. But I'm not, but so far, I've been very lucky. You know, I mean, there are a little bit jobs here and there just to keep me afloat.
Right.
But, I mean, I know this pandemic is not going to last forever. So things will pick up.
Right.
But right now, I just keep writing. Just write it out.
Right. Just write it out.
Hopefully things will get better.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's interesting, right? I mean, Liz, you're starting at this point, so it should, the only way is up, right? And you've got a good deal as well. So I guess if people are interested, you know, especially women, if you're feeling more, you know, confident and more secure with a female mechanic, you know, you can check out Mel's Garage. It's been fun speaking to you. I've been speaking to Imelda Kwan from Mel's Garage, and you've been listening to Enterprise BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.